Dancing with the Stars cast revealed, Little Ballers hit the big screen, and Future dropped some heat. All this and more coming up on Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Next.
Oh, way loud.
Fuck.
Can we turn it?
Hey.
Oh!
Yes.
Mama told me, not the same word. Mama 17,
T-shirt, little Migos.
T-shirt, white.
Hey. Mama told me, nice, girl. Not the same word. Mama 17, same color. I like your shoes, Will.
Thank you.
I know. It's like really hot.
It's nice. I like the color.
This is hot.
Thank you.
You know?
I appreciate it.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Next. I'm your host, Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale. And then we have my panelists.
Hey everybody. Raylan T. You can find me everywhere, Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn. And
Khalil or Boo Boo.
Hey.
At Khalil or Boo Boo. Oh. On Twitter and Instagram.
Hey.
Follow your kid. Do you do?
Hey.
Okay.
And remember to follow BHL online on Twitter and Instagram because we so damn fine.
Hey.
Okay, we gotta do the show. And that's it, you guys. But for real, follow us on Instagram and Twitter and on YouTube. Subscribe, comment, and send us some love, okay?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Come on.
Well, welcome to Next, everyone. to start off with the show, I don't know if you guys know. Are you guys Dancing with the Stars fans?
Kind of, sorta.
I'm hip.
You're hip.
I don't watch it, but I know what's going on.
Well,
I'm interested to see the contestants, usually.
Yeah, so I have their contestants noted. We have former Glee star and Beyonce backup dancer Heather Morris. Which, how come
they're getting real dancers now?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what kind of like stood out to me. I'm like, that's not fair. You can dance.
I thought it was dancing with stars who can't dance.
Right.
And you put that in the
because this Beyonce dancer, I'm sure she's gonna kill it.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member Erica Jane, Olympic skater Nancy Kerrigan.
Erica Jane. The pretty
Simone Biles is gonna be there.
Hey.
Fifth Harmony. Normani.
She
can dance too.
That's what I. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh,
I like her, love her.
Rocket 3 star. Let's see, who else do we have? Former Chicago Cubs catcher David Ross. I mean, I feel like this is gonna be a good casting because most of them can dance. Like, can you guys dance?
A little bit.
I know you can dance, Khalil. And actually, you can too.
Who, me?
Yes, girl.
I don't. But you know, they're doing like ballroom dances.
Yeah,
you know,
like
they're
doing choreographs is hard.
Yeah,
wasn't Amber Rose in?
She was.
Yeah, did she make it pretty far?
No,
I don't know.
No? She didn't.
Well, projected winners after I've named those. Like, who do you think's gonna win? Out of some of the people that I named.
The Beyonce dancer might be in the finals. I'm gonna just say that.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
with
Simone.
That's a good vote.
Simone.
I was thinking.
You know
that
what?
Too.
She might have it.
They might like toss her up in the air and she's gonna spin and that's it.
That would be nice.
She won.
I'm down.
She won. She won. I mean, I don't know. This is just gonna be a pretty interesting cast.
Would you guys do Dancing with the Stars?
I feel like I would.
Yeah.
I mean, I would. I would definitely be the one that doesn't know how to dance. Like, you know, that's and I would like to compete against people who wouldn't know how to dance. If I competed with like Simone,
the Beyonce dancer,
Beyonce dancer, I would be like, I'm not hitting the stage after you guys just did that. That's messed up.
Yeah.
Isn't that the least? I don't know how the Cubs guy is gonna do though. I hope he has. I hope
he's athletic.
Well.
Yeah.
He's athletic. So that's helpful.
Yeah. Hopefully it is.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dancing with the Stars cast. That's gonna be pretty fun to watch. So. Stay tuned for that. What do we have on Next or Not?
Next or Not. Okay, so.
We have a few things, actually, right?
We do. So, the first thing, Lifetime just premiered a new show on their channel. And you know how Lifetime had Dance Moms and Bring It, you know. So, now they have another show called Bringing Up Ballers. It's centered around moms who are bringing up their sons into the basketball world. We have a clip. Let's take a look.
This is going to be me.
Be the best.
Oh my gosh.
I want my son to win. This is my coach, my turf.
Oh no.
I don't need plastic surgery, honey.
Slow down, Blondie.
Oh. Okay.
That was a beautiful shot. That was a beautiful
shot. That's Bring the Ballers.
Yeah.
And it premiered yesterday, so if you can catch up, you still have time.
That was a nice dunk. Was that not a nice dunk?
No, that was a nice dunk. Yeah, I was just a little surprised at this whole thing.
Yeah, because I don't know if our audience knows, if you've been catching up with Next, but Raina is definitely a little baller herself.
I don't know. She posted a snap the other day where she tried to throw away a Starbucks cup.
Okay. I was in a moving vehicle, okay? And I missed it. So stop. I was in a car and I missed the trash can.
And I've been saying, like, yo, I'm trying to play ball, what's good, for the longest, and she hasn't.
I won a Drew League championship and I got my nails on right now, so I'm in retirement right now. So when I take them off, we could play.
Okay.
Come on, boy. The guy, you're supposed to be on my side.
Is that you, God? God, I swear you always be with me, don't you?
No, my goodness. Show reminds me of Little Tykes or Friday Night Tykes, the football.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It does.
I was gonna say, is this? Are they trying to be like
Dance
what
Moms?
Is it? Yeah,
yes. Basketball.
Yeah, because you know, Lifetime has Dance Moms and Bring It. Bring It was for the cheerleader moms.
Yeah.
So because
basketball players,
because you
put my baby in the game. Put my baby in the game.
We should dance. I mean, baller dads.
Because you were a basketball player, and I'm pretty sure when you have kids, do you think that they're going to play basketball?
What?
They are, yes. Right?
So as soon as they can walk, I'm putting a ball in there. I'm just, yes.
So what do you have to say as a future mom who's going to have kids playing basketball? How do you feel about the show?
So you know what? I have always been excited to put my future little Ray or little boy into basketball, and I can't wait till they start the whole process of club season, because this is fun. This was so much fun for me when I was playing. But my mom, when she would come, she would be the loud mom, and my dad would sit all the way on the other side.
Away from her?
Yeah, my dad's quiet, whatever. Aww. So I feel like this could be, I mean, I won't be that extra. Depends if the ref calls questionable calls, I might.
Right.
But I wouldn't go on TV with this though. I don't know. I think it puts a lot of pressure on the kids.
That's what I was gonna say.
On the kids. Like,
you gotta think about the kids.
Because they're thinking about
the kids.
They're trying to perform, they're trying to get, scholarships, whatever, if they want
to. That's what I was gonna say.
But then they also don't want to look stupid on TV.
So do you think that this show could hurt them, their careers?
Absolutely. I do.
Yeah.
Could be exposure.
Oh, yeah. So you think it will make or break?
No, because they could edit this and, he missed, five shots already in a row, but he made that one. Let's keep that one. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. Two, they're going to be more worried about how they look on TV instead of, how they're playing the game. So I don't know if I'm for this show right now, because it's not promoting anything.
So next or not, you going to say nah?
I'm going to say nah.
You going to say nah?
I'm going to say nah. What are you guys going to do? What do you guys
say? I don't know. You know me. I loves me some drama on TV. So I don't know. If it's some good drama, I might tune in and say it might be next.
Is it geared towards the mothers fighting against each other?
Yes.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even about the boys.
No.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. They just pawns.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
What do you think, Lil? You going to be a basketball dad?
No.
Why? What kind? You gonna be a chess dad?
No, I'm gonna have my kid in comic books. We're gonna be comic books. We're gonna be anime. We're gonna be.
Oh, this is a great family.
Yeah.
No, this is. Damn.
What would you? What were you gonna do with this? Like, do you think that this would be? Would you be a basketball mom? For your little kid.
You know what? You guys know. You know how we always say Raina is musically declined. I am sports declined. So. I know. But I feel if my child wants to do sports, I'm going to have to just get educated real quick.
You can be a dance mom.
You know what? When I was in high school, I didn't know how to play the sports. Like, I did track, but I didn't know how to, do soccer or anything. But I was always the one coaching while we were on. So I'm a good coach on the sideline.
That sounds like a terrible coach.
That sounds like a great coach.
You don't know the sport? You're going to be a coach?
But I can see. There's a lot. It doesn't matter. I'm very supportive. Okay. I'm a good cheerleader.
A cheerleader.
I'm the hype man
and
of
a
the
coach. But are I not know. The same thing.
No, I was a coach because I knew what we needed to do to win.
Coaches need to be motivators.
Get points.
Mm-hmm.
More points than the other team.
Okay. Yeah, but there's there's more to it, and I knew. Just know I knew.
You know when you're prepping for a game and you want to shoot your shot for somebody. Inside joke.
I know when defense is needed and when it's not.
Okay.
Well, defense is always needed, but you know what I mean.
All right.
I'm excited for Little Ballers, though.
So, yeah, it's bringing up ballers.
I mean, bringing up ballers. I'm
little ballers. No, but they are little ballers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and then we have another next round, right?
Yes. Can I? Oh, yes. Or yes? Go ahead.
Okay, so, did she announce this?
She didn't announce it, but it was like she kind of...
Because I'm excited.
Like a few interviews.
Okay, well then I'm excited to say this because I love her so much. And even in my yearbook, I quoted Oprah. Oprah is hinting at becoming the next president of the United States.
Saw that coming.
Next or nah, everybody? Right
now. Next, now. Now. Next, not now. Come now, please. Some way. She in the interview, she was just saying that when... You know, Donald Trump, she was just like, oh, wow. Like, you know, at first, like, I wasn't thinking about it because I don't have any experience. Mm-hmm. But we have a president who doesn't either. So I guess, like, that's kind of what she said. Mm. But I'm for this. I mean,
I'm for it.
For sure. What do you think, Khalil?
As long as she don't try to abolish hip-hop, then I'm good.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Oprah hates the N-word and rap.
She don't rock with hip-hop.
Yeah. Like, really? I didn't know that.
She don't. She had, like, all of them on her show that one time, and there was, like, talking about...
she don't try to
she was trying to get the N-word abolished out of hip-hop. And they was, like, trying to debate with her as to, like, why...
See, I musically declined. I didn't know this. Yeah. That did happen.
Dang. Thank you for...
Long as she don't touch it.
When did she say this? When did she say this?
A few years ago, I want to say.
And she's not liked hip hop for a very
long time.
Like, remember when like Oprah was just daytime talk?
Yeah, that's when it
was public.
Yeah,
that she didn't she like hated it.
She just said, "I don't like hip hop," or what?
Well, like well, there I was the she, thing, and then like yeah. there was something like Ludacris. Like, I don't even remember it honestly.
Yeah, I was very young when it, but I remember she had all them rappers on there, and they were just debating with Oprah as to why
they were debating
their lyrics
Oprah.
Were, you know. Okay, so justified. Not,
I mean, I don't think she will. If you're president, you have better things to do, I would assume. So, I mean, obviously Trump finds free time to tweet.
That's what I'm saying.
Trump finds time to tweet and all this other stuff. So, maybe. But as long as she doesn't touch it, then we good. I'm chilling.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
I'd be happy to have Oprah as a president.
I think so, too. I mean...
But then again, like, low-key, I would have Michelle maybe, though, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I would love Michelle.
I would say Michelle.
You know, she knows what to expect with who she might be working with.
Do you think she could potentially run?
Maybe.
You know what? I don't
know.
Because I'm looking at Obama. Obama's skin is looking great.
He's
smiling. He's glowing.
He got that pregnant woman
glow. He got that, I just love my ancient ex glow.
Yes! He is on to the next. I'm like, you're looking too happy. The rest of America, at least me, I'm not happy with you not being here.
I saw a tweet. It's like a picture of him smiling and like beautiful teeth. And the caption said, trying not to cry that he's happy now.
Wait, wasn't he like dancing or something on stage? I saw that?
I have no clue. He's been dancing, he's been water skiing, he's been out getting coffee.
Okay, going shirtless.
Yeah, right. Like,
got the arms out.
They all look heavy too. Malia was walking up in her she was walking in internship like, hey, like right by the camera.
They
like,
look
how
so
we
great.
Doing? Good morning.
I've never seen a president like, I don't know. He went to go get coffee, he walked out, and they were like, oh, like, you could have swore Beyonce was there. I was like, dang, Obama, that's how you know.
That video of him dancing on the stage will have me dying. I'm like, I want to know what you were listening to get you that hype. Because, come back, Obama, please. Now, Michelle. But, yeah, anyways.
But, yeah, so, I don't know. We'll see if Oprah will run. We'll see if Oprah, what if Oprah and Kanye run against each other in the same year?
Kanye did say he was going to run.
Who's an easy win? Oprah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kanye wouldn't
you
win.
Never,
I love
you
Kanye.
Never know. We didn't know Trump was going to win, and Trump won.
Yeah,
so.
No, there's a lot of Kanye lovers in the building, so I wouldn't be that surprised if Kanye won. People love Kanye.
They love him.
I love Kanye.
Do you
really?
Yeah.
The new Kanye or the old Kanye?
Okay, so
I like the old
that
Kanye.
We talk about that because I was...
I love old Kanye.
Because I was just thinking about this earlier. Kanye has always been Kanye.
Are you sure?
Yes. He just was keeping it in. He was holding it back. But like, if you think about it, think about his backpack rapper days. Like, he always wanted the nice Louis Vuitton.
He did.
And he always needed to like, yo, my raps is fire, son. Y'all don't even understand how hot my shit is. Like,
last he was call, always. That's all the last few minutes of Last Call was.
When he just rants for 7 minutes yeah. about how he got his deal. Like, it's actually very inspirational.
No, I love that song. Oh my gosh.
But,
you still got that deal with Rockefeller?
Exactly. He's always been. I'll send it to you.
Okay,
he's always been that. It just progressively got worse. Mm. It's just like the bigger he got and the more like exposure and like we let him get away with stuff, then it just like kept getting worse.
Do you think him dating Kim had a lot to do with him?
Kept getting worse.
You know, I just started following, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Rico Love.
Yeah.
I just started following him on Instagram. I
turn
love
the lights
him.
Off.
He's turn the lights off. I love him. He's so hilarious. But he had this one video on his Instagram where he was saying, okay, you go into a restaurant and the service is bad and the food is bad. All these things that are, you know, is bad. Your food's cold. And you don't go to that restaurant anymore.
Right.
You like write them a bad review. But when you go or you have an artist who shows up 2 hours late, who is maybe like intoxicated, once you go, you still probably
you
gonna buy that
go.
Album or you're
yeah,
yeah you're gonna let it go.
You
so
it
he
go.
Was saying that we need to start holding our artists accountable for the things that they do, make them feel it, because with a restaurant you're gonna make them feel you're not gonna go, you're gonna write a bad review,
mm-hmm.
you know, business is gonna go bad. But for the artists, you're not holding them accountable.
That's true.
So we need to start doing that, so that way, you know, we get our money's worth and you are taught, they're taught a lesson at the end of the day.
That's
I was
true.
Like Rico,
yeah, that's really
dropping
good.
Dropping knowledge.
Wait, but Kanye did leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to any of his concerts.
I didn't either.
I
only went to the Watch the Throne one, but yeah, it was the last
Sacramento,
one
the Life of Pablo.
No,
yeah,
it was
Sacramento.
Yeah,
for that
yeah
one.
Where he walked out.
When
yes.
he walked out,
he just left, and they didn't say why, right? Or
mental illness.
Yeah.
You know.
Kanye.
I'm gonna pray for Kanye though, because I really did love Kanye. At one point, my MySpace, it was a photo album that said
favorite
hubby
Kanye song.
And
that's tough.
I used to like Bittersweet with him and John
that's
Mayer.
Tough.
It was not even like on
I mean,
an album.
Cause I like because I think Touch the Sky, and then I also think Can't Tell Me Nothing, and then I also think
Anything
on
Off
my
Graduation.
Way home, and he's not even on that song.
I like Graduation. Like, but I love My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy. That was like the last album.
Late
that
Registration
I
is the best album.
No, that is the best album.
I have no idea.
It's okay, Randall. We're going to educate
I like
you.
Kanye's workout plan.
Thanks to Kanye's workout plan. I'm the envy of all my friends.
See, I fooled me a baller man, and I ain't gotta shop at the mall again. Doom, doom, doom.
See, all I know is one and two and three.
I low key listen to that sometimes when I work out.
I gotta download that.
Yeah.
Tell me. Okay, no.
Yeah.
We're gonna get music. This is
music
related,
yes.
Right?
Yes, music.
Wait, let's talk food first.
Yes, we do need to talk food because
I'm always hungry.
You are?
Well, you know this. You
know
stole
it.
My cinnamon
well, you
right
didn't,
outside.
Well, you didn't want to eat my french fries today.
I was being nice. Anyway.
Oh, well, thank you for being nice. But we do have food to talk about, and I'm so excited because this company, clearly, I'm a little upset because our host, Raina, has cooked with food from this company that I'm about to introduce. It's Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone.
The country.
The country, yeah. So this is the country, United States of America. Thank you. And Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system. Ooh. Earring just came off. Setting the highest
that's
standards.
That's how serious this is.
That's how serious this is. My earring is shocked, and that's why it came off. Because it's like, wait, sustainable food system?
Man.
Drop.
Hold on.
Hold up. I know. It's crazy. Setting the highest standards for ingredients and building a community of home chefs. Now, let me just tell you about some of these meals, because Raina has actually cooked. You've done
the pork chops. I did the pork chops.
And miso butter with
yes.
bok choy and marinated apple. So tell me, what
we
was that meal
there.
Like? Like,
yo,
we didn't,
when
we
I
didn't,
tell you,
we didn't
I just
know.
Shocked my family, like, yo, you know, I feel like cooking tonight. Mm-hmm. And I did it, and it was gone, guys. It was gone. Blue Apron. You know, I think I'm going to try out they have featured upcoming meals. I think I'm going to try the salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli.
Oh, that sounds great. And you said you cooked for your family, and you said cooking together builds strong
family
bonds. And, you know, it's crazy because you cook these meals, and I thought we were family, and we didn't get that bomb, but it's okay.
Well, that's why I'm going to order again and order another meal from Blue Apron.
Please, okay. Because those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal with Blue Apron. Crazy, right?
Crazy.
It's super crazy. So, how do you guys get involved with Blue Apron and get this great food that we've been talking about? Well, you go to blueapron.com/next, and this is how you do it. This week's menu, you get your first three meals free with shipping by going to blueapron.com/next. And you will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. And Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Don't forget to go to blueapron.com/next. I'm hungry thinking about it. I think I want this salmon piccata as well. Yes. Ooh, spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice. Honey.
We're getting hungry over here. Thank you, Blue Apron.
Blue Apron. Please. Thank you.
We're going to have to wrap this up so I can go.
No,
speaking of wrap.
So I can go get this.
And we need to, for real, maybe have a cooking night where we do Blue Apron food.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Bonding.
Bring a little wine. Get
music.
A little turp. Okay. Get a little music.
Music going.
Serena,
we'll have a session.
Songs.
We'll have a session. We have
okay,
to have a
yeah,
session. Okay. So this was
Oh, yes.
Everybody
intro.
And
yes.
Raina, this was a very big week in hip hop. This was a big.
Oh, don't play me. I know
week.
About that.
Well, I said week. Oh. I said week in hip hop. Okay. Because we had so many great things happen
so
for the
please
culture.
Let us know.
For the culture. For the culture.
Future put out 2 albums in 2 weeks. Who does that? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Future and Hendrix. One is more turn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
more,
one is the
ratchet,
Future with a little
like,
turn.
And then another one is the ballad. So you got Rihanna on there. We got
The Weeknd
on there.
On Hendrix.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, unless you've been under a rock, you've heard the Remy diss by now. The Sheether, where... What?
Can I just
what
say, I'm just happy that... What, you didn't hear about
no,
this?
No, I heard about this when I saw it, though. I was like, Sheether? What the hell is that? it's Sheether because of
ether.
I know, and I was like, oh, okay, I read it wrong.
She said, Sheather.
Sheather.
That was my first thought, guys.
You know,
I was like, I'm done, Raina. It's Sheether.
We don't get it together by the end of the show, you know? And this will be fine.
Hey, I'm being honest over here.
So,
anyways, Sheether.
Yeah. So
let me put my earring back in by I just think about what just...
Nicki Minaj has been throwing some subliminals Remy's way.
Okay.
And she put out... So Remy was like, all right, well, hey.
It was magic. What song was it?
It was two songs.
She did
two songs.
The Ray Shimmer track.
Well, okay, so yeah, Remy makes reference to the Ray Shimmer track where like, oh, you tried it in that one, and then you tried it in the next one, which was a dud, and then another one was a dud. Her words, not mine. I like both parties involved. I'm just here for the culture.
I love both parties.
But also the two most recent tracks is
Swalla.
By
Jason Derulo.
Featuring Nicki. And she makes a line reference on there like, I gave you bitches 2 years and time's up. Oh. And if you've been following Remy, she's been out of jail for 2 years. So,
makes pretty sense. And then Make Love.
By Gucci.
That's what
where
I heard.
There's some other... Now, that is kind of general. I feel like that verse, it was like... I guess I'm alone on that one.
I don't know. No, I feel like it's fun. I feel like I feel Nicki Minaj kind of always says these things.
So
I don't really.
And I've always been an advocate.
Except
they don't
you
say
know what? The reason, you know what? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
She did say something about her album flopping in Make Love. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
she
remember
did.
The words.
She says something like, before she laughs, she's like, I took this verse off just to laugh or something like that.
Yeah,
I took two bars
off
because I think she said something about this album that her and Fat Joe had. It was a flop.
She did post Instagram posts about that.
Uh-huh. So she had said that in Make Love too. So you know, shots fired.
And then so when you fired back with Sheether, and if you haven't heard it, like
Sheether.
Me just describing it won't do it justice.
No, it won't do
it
justice.
It will not adequately explain the heat that comes off of this track.
No, it's heat.
And then also, so that was, what was that, Saturday? Yeah, I think that happened Saturday.
Yeah.
And so the day before that Friday, Just Blaze and Swiss Beats, which if you guys are not familiar with who Just Blaze and Swiss Beats are, I guarantee you they put money on it.
Everything that you love.
Yes, I guarantee it. Like I'm not. They got in a room, and Ebro, who was also shouted out on the Sheether song, he's there filming for Hot 97. For 2 hours and 40 minutes, they are going head-to-head, battling each other. Just like, play a song that Swiss Beats plays a beat that he made, Just Blaze plays the beats that he's made, and they keep going 2 hours and 40 minutes.
I think
first
off, all of it.
How can you hold the camera for that long? But first, it's a movie, so chill out. It's a movie. Who holds the camera for 2 hours? They streamed the whole thing on like Facebook and Instagram. But it's also online if you haven't seen it. At the very end of the battle, Swiss Beats drops an unreleased track by Nas featuring DMX, Jadakiss, and Jay-Z.
How long ago do you think that album, that song was
made? I have no
idea,
but it needs to, like, drop. I need them to finish it.
So here's
a clip from... and Busta Rhymes also, like, makes an appearance. His reaction... It was a lot of, Busta Rhymes has the best, like,
reaction
to it. Like, that was my face.
Look at
oh my god!
That's how I was. Like, I was at work, like.
I need to learn about music. Oh, I love Raina. So cute.
So hopefully that comes out sometime soon.
Did they say that they were going to release it?
They didn't say anything about it. Like, they were just like, he just dropped it and everybody was like,
I miss them. Like, so, those producers, I feel.
I miss them. I miss moments like this in
hip-hop. Don't miss them coming back with something, like, new projects?
That would be great. I know Swiss has been in the studio because he, like, always post stuff of him, like, working and making stuff.
Yeah,
so,
Swiss
is,
like,
it'd
still,
be great to...
Yeah, it's just because I was telling you earlier, like, what happens with, like, Dark Child, I feel, Just Blaze, Swiss Beats, they were, like, the Mike Will Made It and DJ Mustard of their era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now it's like, where they at? Like, now you see, I gotta break it down. I gotta put it down like that. Yeah, so,
Even moments like this where, like, we have the Remy battle rap, like, that reminded me of Ether back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, this reminded me of Hot 97 when, like, Cam and, like, the whole Dipset would just run into the studio and drop a freestyle. Not a regurgitated verse that we're going to hear on the album. A original freestyle, because a lot of rappers do that. Kanye does it. I love you, Kanye, but you do it. Kendrick does it. I love him, but he does it. A new freestyle that we're never going to hear again.
But I like that because now, I don't know, I feel with our music today, there's not a lot of competition these artists have.
They're all buddy-buddy.
Yeah, that's true. And when we had, like, Lil' Kim. We had Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, The Brat, Missy Elliott. We had, like, a lot of rap artists. Now, I'm like, Nicki Minaj, the only one winning on the BET Awards.
So.
When are we going to have somebody else? But Remy Ma coming up. So
Remy Ma.
We're going to have a little competition in the female hip-hop industry.
It's good for the culture, baby. You know what else is good for the culture?
Next.
Our show.
Yes.
It is.
And it's a wrap for today. Tonight's show. I mean, you learned a lot about the music industry tonight. I did. I know I did. Thank you, Khalil, for schooling me about Sheether and the whole background.
Shudder.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. Next week we'll have the same show, 6 o'clock. Tune in. We might have a guest coming in, too, so stay tuned. I'm your host, Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA.
Raylan T, find me everywhere, Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn.
And Khalil Abubu on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Abubu.
And make sure to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you share our show, spread the word, comment, all that. We love you guys, so show us some love back. See you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.